This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
6:21 is your time on the Tuesday edition of Power Business as we get into financial results, transaction capital delivering performance within the COVID-19 environment with 10% growth in core pre-provision profits and subdued COVID-19 having subdued the 2020 results, but operations proving to be resilient. Transaction Capital CEO David Hurwitz speaks to us about these developments. Thank you so much for giving us your time, David.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show, Tubi.
Do give us a detailed breakdown of the highlights of these results. A robust performance is what they've been termed.
Yeah, you know, we're very happy with the results. If you take a look at our operational results, you see that we grew pre-provision profit by 10% in a year when much of our operations were closed. Both SA Taxi and TCRS, our two divisions, doing really, really nicely. We believe that we've got businesses that are very well positioned in markets that are very resilient. If you look at the minibus taxi industry, that's an industry that operated during lockdown and an industry which has recovered quickly. You know, the bulk of South Africans rely on minibus taxi to get around, and this spend is non-discretionary, so that industry's done well, and you know, we're well positioned in that industry. Our other main activity is debt collection, and I mean, if you look at South Africans, the average South African has got, you know, more debt and lower disposable income, and our clients, being the banks and retailers, need help to collect. So you know, both of our business models are really well positioned. And then we're really ecstatic about our newest vertical being We Buy Cars, which too is positioned well in the used vehicle market segment. So we feel that we've had a decent year, all things considered, and we're very well positioned for next year.
Decent is how you term it. Let's also talk about, of course, COVID-19 subduing these 2020 results. Of course, operation proving to be somewhat resilient. What is going to happen in the next couple of months as we move towards a so-called new normal? Is there a change in strategy? What more are you going to be doing to get over the challenges that have proven to be quite difficult to maneuver around with the global pandemic?
Yeah, you know, so the hard thing that we saw this year was that a large component of our business has lending books in it. In SA Taxi, we are a lender to the minibus taxi industry. In TCRS, we often buy consumer loan portfolios to be collected. And these portfolios, you know, during the end of March, April, May, and June, we saw much lower collections coming out of these portfolios, which we had to provide for. We've done that, and that was really the biggest impact on our results. We saw the what we call credit impairment charges increasing quite significantly, and that really was the reason why our earnings dropped this year compared to last year. But going forward, we believe in SA Taxi, we can grow earnings again in double-figure percentages. TCRS also, we believe we can grow earnings in double-figure percentages, and that's comparing 2021 earnings to 2019 earnings. And then when we bring the earnings from We Buy Cars, which is our latest investment, into the group, then all of a sudden we see this business really doing well and growing our earnings at historical rates. So right up until 2019, we've only been listed for 8 years. And over that period, we've grown our earnings in the high teens.
That is very encouraging, and I'm interested in the near-term outlook with that acquisition of We Buy Cars. How much more growth are you anticipating?
So we believe that we can grow our 2021 earnings above 2019 earnings. We're not using 2020 as a base because we think it's a black swan or outlying year. We think we can grow earnings back again next year, you know, in the 20s. And that's, as I say, because of Taxi and TCRS, our collections business, growing in low double-figure percentages. But when you put We Buy Cars on top of that, which is really an e-commerce-based business, then we believe we can grow our earnings again in the 20s.
On the side of the taxi business, though, are there issues that need to be tightened up, nuts and bolts are to be screwed over there, particularly when we look at what has been presented with the global COVID-19 pandemic? We are somewhat getting back to what is slightly known as normal.
Yeah, so I think, we have telematics devices in all of our taxis, and we are tracking the level of activity that those taxi operators are driving. We saw during lockdown that the levels of activities dropped. In our worst week, the second week of lockdown, we saw 64% of our operators worked, and they traveled about 80% of the normal distance. So that was the biggest dip in operations, and the industry has recovered from there. We do see this industry as really being more resilient. If you compare that to something like retail or hospitality, those industries have been obliterated, whereas the minibus taxi industry has been knocked, but not so badly. I think what's quite topical is, the industry has had also no support throughout COVID.
Yeah.
Government hasn't supported them, and most minibus taxi operators are not, funded by the banks. And the governments have provided support to the banks to provide support to SMEs, but our operators don't get that support. So I think the industry really does need some type of government support, and it would be fantastic for us, for the industry, and for the commuter if that could happen.
Let's also talk about the Royal Bafokeng Holdings. There's this introduction of a strategic long-term shareholding. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so we've always been very close to the Royal Bafokeng, and over the years they've discussed investing but hadn't done so. During COVID, I think they realized that our businesses really are very resilient, as I've explained. Even in a post-COVID environment, it seems as if our markets still exist and maybe are even larger because of some of the COVID effects. I'm talking about people, instead of buying a new car, buying a secondhand car because, prices of new cars go up. And their disposable income is stressed. So this makes the We Buy Cars market positioning and business model more relevant. I've spoken about how relevant the taxi industry is. Other forms of public transport have faltered and are still not operating, but minibus taxi operates well.
Yeah.
Debt collection I've spoken about. So I think the Bafokeng realized that our business model is highly relevant. And for this reason, they said they want to invest R500 million into our share or into our company. They bought about 12 million shares in the market. And I think that's supported them well. But they, that only got to about 250 million rands worth of investment. So the remaining 250 million rand will be invested via a specific issue of shares to them. What that will do as well is it will just bolster our balance sheets a little bit more and give us a little bit more liquidity, which I think is good in these uncertain times.
Overall, your shareholders are happy, impressed, confident with what is yet to come in the remainder of this year and starting over in the year 2021.
Yep, they're pretty happy. I think the share has moved nicely. I never talk about the share price. I'm here to manage the business. And the shareholders can decide what the share price should be. But all in all, my engagements with the shareholders over today has been very positive, and it seems people are supportive, which is great. Our management teams worked hard, and it's nice to be recognised.
Is it safe to say that job security is also a given?
There are no significant cuts or anything like that. During COVID, we did have to reduce some of our workforce, unfortunately. We're trying to move back into growth mode, which is where we really want to be.
We wish you all the best. Thank you so much for always giving us your time. CEO at Transaction Capital, David Hewitts.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.